Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We bring the chapter on the virtue of weeping due to the fear of Allah Ta'ala and longing for Him. In other words, a person fears Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, disobeying Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, fears the repercussions of his sins and the punishment that is there for a person that disobeys Allah Ta'ala. But simultaneously, this person has love to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, has a longing to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this weeping also, there's virtue in weeping. Sometimes a person might think that weeping is for children, or weeping is for men that are not strong. But weeping out of the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is something that real men do. Real men, in other words, people of taqwa, people that understand, have the marifat, have the recognition of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Today, in today's hadith, we'll see that the greatest person after Anbiya Alayhim Salam, after the Anbiya Alayhim Salam, the greatest person, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, how he used to weep out of the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So today's hadith, an Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qala, لَمَّ اشْتَدَّ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَجَعُهُ قِيلَ لَهُ لِلصَّلَاةِ قِيلَ لَهُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَقَالَ مُرُوا أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَلْيُصَلِّي بِالنَّاسِ فَقَالَتْ عَائِشَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا إِنَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ رَجُلٌ رَقِيقٌ إِذَا قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ غَلَبَهُ الْبُكَاءُ فَقَالَ مُرُوهُ فَلْيُصَلِّي وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ عَنْ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا قَالَتْ قُلْتُ إِنَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ إِذَا قَامَ مَقَامَكَ لَمْ يُسْمِعِ النَّاسَ مِنَ الْبُكَاءِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that when the illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became intense, look at this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the last part of his life, when his illness became very, very intense. Now this was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was asked about salat, and he said, in other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going in and out of consciousness, in and out of consciousness, to such an extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unconscious. He woke up, he was told about salah, he woke up in that weak state of his to make wuzu, and again he fell off unconscious. So in this condition, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about salah, what about the salah of the people? Because they would wait for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come out of his home, and when he would come out of his home, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lead the people in salah. So now he was in this condition, so he was asked, now what should happen about salah? What is the condition and the position as far as salah is concerned? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this condition, going unconscious, trying to come and still going unconscious, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, order Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to lead people in salah. Order Abu Bakr to lead people in salah. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was there. She replied, she said that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is a soft-hearted person. She's talking about her father now. She said that he's a soft-hearted person. Now this is the part that ties up with the chapter we've been crying. So she's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in this condition. He's saying, tell Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to perform salah. Muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin nas. What Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is saying, that he's a soft-hearted person. When he recites the Quran, he's overcome by weeping. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, order him to lead the salah. Order him to lead the salah. Even though Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was saying that he is overcome by weeping, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still said, order him to lead the salah. Another narration from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha states that she said that if Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is saying, that if Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stands in your place, telling Rasulullah sallam, if he has to stand in your place, people will not hear his recitation because of his crying. This was the condition of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that he would cry and he would weep intensely, to such an extent that before Hijrat, in Makkatul Mukarrama, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he used to perform his tahajjud salah in the courtyard of his house. Courtyard, not in the inner part of the house, the outer part where people could hear. And he would recite loudly his tahajjud salah, qirat. And he used to cry and he used to weep so much that the youngsters and the woman folk would come out just to listen to the Quran of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That they would be so attracted to the Quran, that there is a person that's reciting Quran in tahajjud namaz, and he's crying and he's weeping. It should be such an attraction that the woman folk and the young used to come out. I'm talking about the non-Muslims, they would come out, the Quraysh, and they would listen to him reading Quran. So the Quraysh, they were very, very, kuffar, they were very affected by this, that we got no control over our own wives, and we've got no control over our own children. They are leaving their houses and they are uncontrollably just going and listening to the Quran of Sayyid Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So they tried to put all type of hurdles in his place to stop him from reading Quran. So this putting hurdles as far as the azan is concerned, putting hurdles as far as masajid is concerned, putting hurdles as far as Muslims are concerned, is not something new. This was there at that time. Hazrat Abu Bakr wasn't reading on a loudspeaker or anything. He was reading in the courtyard of his house, but they couldn't tolerate that because of the attraction, that magnetic force that his qiraat and the weeping in tahajjud had. So now they started putting all sorts of hurdles in his place, in his way. To such an extent now it became unbearable for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to stay there also. So he said he's going to make hijrat for the sake of Allah. He's going to leave. Like how the other sahaba, etc., they had made hijrat. He said now he's also leaving because things were becoming too difficult to practice Islam. So he started moving. And as he's going far out, he met Ibn Daghina, a person by the name of Ibn Daghina. He asked Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, where are you going? So he said, I'm leaving Makkah and I'm going because of these people that are putting so much of hurdles and burden upon me. So Ibn Daghina now, he said that a person of your stature, he appreciated and understood Hazrat Abu Bakr to be a very noble man, a very good person, a person of your stature, nobility, can never leave Makkah. Come back, I'll take you and I'll give you protection. He brings him and comes back and he tells the people that I'm giving Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu protection. Anyway, it's a long incident, but the major part of the thing is that this was the condition of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu from the early days of Islam, that he would cry and he would weep in salah. So this is something that is a good quality. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought it, he ties up with this chapter, that this was the condition of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the greatest person after Anbiya alayhi salam. This is how he would weep and how he would cry. It doesn't mean a person is a weak person. Actually, he is a strong person as far as Iman is concerned when he cries in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yesterday we did an example where a person cries, the day before yesterday, where a person cries out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more point to take out from this hadith is that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, in that condition, he said, Muru Aba Bakrin with Salah, that instruct Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to perform the Salah. Now here this is a very, very important point. What happens very often is that people, they say that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wasn't deserving of the Khilafat. That he shouldn't have been the Khilafat or the Khalifa, especially the Shias. This is what they say, that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu shouldn't be the Khalifa. But what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Muru Aba Bakrin fal yusalli bin nas. Instruct Hazrat Abu Bakr that he should lead the people in Salah. Now imagine in this condition, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indicating, giving an ishara, that who should now become the leader? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So therefore, when there was a slight difference of opinion after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, then who should become the Khalifa? The people of the Ansar were saying that somebody from the Ansar, the people from the Muhajirin were saying somebody from the Muhajirin should be the leader. Here we find that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said a very, very important statement, very interesting statement. What did he say? He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose him for our religious matters. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose him for our religious matters. In that condition, he chose Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to read the Salah. Why should we not choose him for our worldly matters? If Nabi Sallallahu has so much of reliance on him, that in that condition, that despite Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha making those excuses on his behalf, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam still said that you instruct him to perform the Salah. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chose him for our dini matters, then why should we not choose him for our dunyawi matters? May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal, to respect his great personalities and to follow in their footsteps. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for the Jummah salah and make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf and take advantage of the time before Maghrib salah for dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.